Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart, along with Luke Burbank.
All right, Allie, let's get right to it. The stories you love to shout out when you're reading the paper. Silly, maybe serious. We know you'll be interested, though. It's called The Ramble.
There is a new government study that links what you do for work rates your level of depression. All right, a government survey looked at 21 different occupational areas. They found that engineers, architects, and surveyors, well, they have the least likelihood of getting blue, just 4%. The people who have the highest rate of depression, they're actually personal health care workers.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're working with the elderly, it may depress you, but this is odd. If you're an elderly worker, you suffer less depression. I guess older people might have perspective on the big picture. Who knows? The reason they did this study is that it is estimated that depression may cost about $44 billion in losses every year.
Well, okay, here's something maybe to make you a little less depressed. Piece of good medical news. It appears death rates from cancer are falling. The cancer death rate has been dropping at about 2% each year for the past several years. That's a new intergroup study. The biggest drop-offs were in colorectal cancer and breast cancer. They say the improvements are tied to declining rates of smoking, better screening, and better drugs to treat colon cancer.
And this is a one for the books. Jimmy Kimmel, who hosts that Sort of Funny Late Night Show.
Sort of Funny Late Night Show.
Well,
yeah,
he is
going to book him now.
Fill in for the very funny Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
He's going to fill in for Regis Philbin next week. But he's also going to continue to do his show in L.A. So Jimmy Kimmel is going to fly back and forth across the country every day while he does both shows. He has said, "I'm a little bit insane." He told the AP, "It will be difficult, but that's how committed I am to entertaining America and parts of Canada."
Well, you know, at first I thought, boy, this guy is a real trooper. And then I realized he's going to be on a private plane, I'm sure, right? There's no way he's flying commercial. And then it's like you have a leather chair, you recline in it, you take a nap. I'm still impressed, but I'm not as impressed as if he was flying on Delta or
something. And then sweeps are the week after that.
Right.
Network rating sweeps. So method to his madness.
All right, out with the old Bob, in with the Drew. Drew Carey makes his debut today as the host of The Price is Right on CBS. He, of course, replaces Bob Barker, hosted the show for 35 years. Apparently, Drew turned down the job when he was first offered it. He felt bad about the reviews of his sitcom, The Drew Carey Show, getting bad reviews. This is the thing, though, I think that's most interesting. He is still going to sign off the show with Have Your Pets Spayed or Neutered.
That was my question for you.
Right, that was the first thing that came to mind, and I guess they're going to dance with what brung them on that show. I don't know, though. I mean, that show, I got to say, from an entertainment standpoint, has a lot of problems. It kind of worked because Bob Barker.
It was a big Bob Barker show.
You know, was he going to hit the hole in one? Was he going to put his arm around one of those hot, you know, showcase gals? We'll see if it works with Drew Carey. But at least he's got the tagline at the end going for him. That, by the way, is The Ramble.